You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Greitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plenty of blue skies. Sun is just rising here in downtown Wausau. Hopefully everybody had a terrific weekend back at it. And for many years, on Mondays, I would talk to Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer Johnny Gray. I was thinking about Johnny, actually, this weekend because he started his Packer career 50 years ago. He was a rookie for Coach Bart Starr back in 1975. But for a number of years on Monday mornings, I would do what was called the sideline report with Johnny Gray. I would call him up and we would talk about the Packer game from the previous day. And when the Packers would win, he would call it a Victory Monday. And it is a first Victory Monday of the 2025 season. And you've heard some details from Pat Greitlow about the game yesterday when the Packers defeated the Detroit Lions. But the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about here is, and Ian Welsh is across the way behind the glass. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is people feel better when the Packers win. And that's the biggest reason why I'm glad to see the Packers win. More than anything else is that then people around outside, when you run into them at lunch or when you run into them just walking around in the morning or in the afternoon, people are just happier.
Now, honestly, it was a good weekend for Wisconsin sports hall altogether because the Badgers won, the Brewers won their two games this weekend, and the Packers won. And so we had a sports wins all weekend long.
You're exactly right, and that's the case. But that Green Bay game was important because it was against Detroit. Detroit last season won 14 games, I believe, or 15 games. I have to go back and look. They were just amazing in terms of what they were able to accomplish last year when the Detroit Lions were able to win the NFC North Division Championship and knock off the Vikings in the final game of the regular season, and they were able to win that division before losing to Washington in the first round of the playoffs. So as a divisional game at home, and we heard it from Paul Miklag on Friday that you want to make sure that you win those divisional games, especially those divisional games at home. And nowadays, with 17 games in the NFL regular season, only six of which are divisional games. There's only four teams in the division, the Packers, the Vikings, the Bears, and the Lions. So these divisional games are important. The Packers were not good in the divisional games a year ago. Yeah. So very important for them to get off to a good start when it came to the divisional battles in this 2025 season. So everybody will be happy, I think, that the Packers were able to earn that W. Otherwise, this weekend, of course, as you said, the Wisconsin Badgers, it wasn't pretty for a while. I was watching that game Saturday afternoon. It was 14-10, and Middle Tennessee State kept the football for about 7 minutes to start off the third quarter. They were driving, looking like they may take the lead, but then the Badgers stopped them on a 4th-and-1 quickly after that. The Badgers started to roll, went on to win 42-10. So it was not pretty. It was not against a good football team. That team will probably not win more than 3 or 4 games all season. It was not what I would call a very impressive win, even with the 42-10 final score. And the Badgers will be tested big time coming up this coming Saturday. They travel to Alabama. Alabama Crimson Tide, one of the top programs in college football. And they are 1-1 so far. They had a tough start of their season with a loss to Florida State, but still going to Alabama will be an early test on exactly what this Wisconsin Badger team is before getting into the Big Ten Conference after that. The Brewers sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates, moving closer and closer to National League Central Division Championship. The Cubs lost 2 of 3 this weekend, so the Brewers continue to stretch their lead out just a bit.
Very nice.
So getting closer and closer to the playoffs. So we're into September. If you want to check out the high school football action from this weekend, go to WXCO.FM. There is a write-up that I put together in terms of our area high school football results. The Wisconsin Valley Conference started their campaign with Wausau West winning a game that I had Friday night right here on 98.9 WXCO. Warriors defeated Eau Claire North. DC Everest got their first win of the season in Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point was victorious as they started off their Wisconsin Valley Conference campaign as well. So those teams were all winners in week number one of the conference season. Tough loss for Wausau East on Friday. Tomahawks coach Dewey Riley was our guest last Wednesday on the Big High School Sports Show talking about their good start, and they continued it with a very narrow 11-10 win over the Lumberjacks in Tomahawk on Friday night. Mosinee earned a hard-fought win over Merrill in the GNC as well. And New McCathic lost a tough one at Almond Bancroft on Friday night. And the Cardinals fall to a 2-1 on the season. But you can get information on all of those games, again, by going to WXCO.FM. And, of course, you can check out the latest news information there. Sign up for the newsletter. Be able to listen live online as well. It's all at WXCO.FM. That's
yep.
WXCO.FM. And the information is there at your fingertips. Coming up, top of the hour, we'll get the latest news headlines, news, weather, sports. Of course, Mike Clemens was in Green Bay for the game. We'll get the latest from him. Chilly start weather-wise, but what can we expect early this week? We'll find that out as well as we start off another new work week. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday morning, the 8th day of September, 2025. Currently, some sunshine as the sun has been rising, but a chilly start here. 40 degrees in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. However, it looks like it will be a nearly perfect day when temperatures will reach around 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. So again, a really nice way to start off the new work week. And in fact, temperatures will be warming up nicely here this week after a bit of a chilly end to last week. Look for temperatures in the low, then to the mid, and then even the upper 70s, and then maybe even into the 80s by the time we get to the weekend. So we'll keep an eye on that as we continue. But this past weekend, it was outrageous weekend here in Wausau. There were events happening all over the city of Wausau. It included the 50th year of Art in the Park at Marathon Park, the 50th edition of Birds in Art at the Woodson Art Museum. There was the Wausau Festival of Arts here in downtown Wausau. Center for Visual Arts hosted extended hours and special demonstrations as well. I know that our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh, was involved in the Artrageous weekend, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was a part of the center stage abandoned show choir up on the main stage at noon yesterday, giving a little sneak preview of our upcoming show at the Grand Theater.
Generally, were there a lot of folks downtown? Were there a lot of folks hanging out for the festivities this weekend that you saw?
Well, there was. After the first couple of numbers, a lot of people, a lot more people were gathering around, and we had some really good applause and a cheering as well. So I believe we got a very good reaction.
Were you able to check out anything else going on here downtown?
Unfortunately, I was not, because I had a busy day after that as well with other things going on.
But it appeared that, again, it was a successful weekend throughout Wausau. And again, something we talk about quite a bit is that we're very fortunate to have different kinds of artistic activities that continually go around. We always get an opportunity every other week to get a chance to talk to Sean Wright about the incredible performances and the acts that are brought in to the Grand Theater in Wausau. But there's so many other aspects to the arts here in central Wisconsin. The Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum has been a staple here in north central Wisconsin for many years. Of course, you have the local theatrical groups that are performing and bringing incredible performances to the folks here as well. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the fact that your group is going to have a production coming up at the end of this month. We have another Wausau Community Theater production coming up here very, very soon as well.
Yes.
The new school year is underway, and I've already seen that some of the high schools have lined up a little bit later on in the fall their production. So if you're somebody that feels like only place that you can get artistic or theatrical productions or great art or great museums or anything like that are in some of the bigger cities, I think the city of Wausau is proving that otherwise. I mean, you are a great example, because as somebody that likes to be involved in these activities, you seem to have as many chances as you could handle. You can't even be involved in all of them because there's so many of them around central Wisconsin here in the Wausau area.
That's very true. When it comes to theater, you can't be involved in everything, so you got to pick and choose what shows you want to audition for.
But it just shows that different types of activities as well. If you're somebody that wants to be involved, all sorts of different styles and different genres and along those lines as well. So, again, we're very fortunate here in Wausau and north central Wisconsin to be able to have all these different opportunities as we go throughout the year. I mean, it's never really a slowdown. It used to be, I think, if I remember correctly, it used to slow down a little bit during the summer. But nowadays, it even goes through the summertime. And now that we get into the fall, things really start to heat up yet again. And a lot of activity that continues to go on. But hopefully a lot of folks here Saturday morning, I was here at the studio, and you could just see a lot of people already working their way here downtown to start the activities of Artrageous Weekend. Mm-hmm. And again, I hope that everybody out there had a wonderful opportunity to take advantage. Anything else happened this weekend that was interesting for you?
Well, let's see. Along with my center stage performance at the 400 block, I was also able to audition for WCT's his upcoming fall show of Sweeney Todd.
Mm. Mm.
Yep, the audition for that were actually this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and there was a lot of people who signed up for auditions. Last time I checked the sign-up sheet, it was over 50 people. So definitely getting a lot of excitement about that show, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Very good. Did,
I'm not allowed to say anything until the official announcement is made.
Very good. Coming up in our next local segment at 7:52, I will be talking about the governor, Tony Evers. He's making an appearance this afternoon in Wausau. I'll let you know what's happening with the governor and a trip to Wausau. Also coming up during the course of this morning, I want to talk a little bit about some disturbing comments I heard about AI from Bill Gates, about not but what Bill Gates said for him, but what he said about AI that makes me concerned. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. In our final segment at the very end, we'll have our number for the day quiz, which we wrap things up with each and every weekday. So that's all coming up here on this Monday morning with Ian Welch. I'm Chad Holmes on WXCO. And welcome back to WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Sunny skies and 44 degrees here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welch. Interesting story this morning from Shireen Seward in the Wausau Pilots and Review. If you go to wausaupilotsandreview.com, you can get all the details. But a story on the continuing grievance that's been filed by City Attorney Ann Jacobson. And real quickly, it started with a formal reprimand that Doug Denny, the mayor of Wausau, issued after a contentious June 10th council meeting in which the city attorney, Jacobson, advised the clerk on voting procedures and was later accused by the mayor of exceeding her role by assisting with a motion. Well, it continues to add to the issues between lots of folks at City Hall. And Jacobson, according to the story, maintains the reprimand was retaliatory and based on a misinterpretation of the city's rules, while Denny has defended his actions as necessary to uphold procedural integrity. Well, the Wausau City Council's Human Resources Committee did not reach a conclusion last week on this grievance. And that means, where do we go from here? Well, we are, I think, knowing where it could go, but it may not go in this direction. According again to the pilot, a letter from the HR committee signed by Chair Becky McElhaney stated the panel's findings were inconclusive as to the undisputed facts, disputed facts, and application of city policies. Because of that, apparently, the committee said it was unable to resolve the grievance appeal. All right, so what does that mean? Well, in Wausau's internal employment process, a grievance is a formal complaint by an employee challenging disciplinary action or other employment decisions. Grievances move through several steps of review. So now, several steps could be taken by Jacobson because of this decision or lack thereof. Wausau's policy now allows the employee to move to step four by requesting a hearing before an impartial hearing officer. The request must be made in writing within 5 business days of the Human Resources Committee decision. The pilot has tried to reach out to the city attorney about whether or not she will further appeal, but did not receive a reply at this point. Something else interesting about this. The mayor was asked how he would work together with the city attorney in the days ahead after all these issues that are going on. And the mayor told the pilot, quote, "As for moving forward, the June 10 city council meeting speaks for itself. Our focus is on continuing the work of the city in a professional and constructive way, and we remain committed to respectful collaboration among staff, elected officials, and the community." A thought that I have here
And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just going to give a thought based from an outside perspective. I am looking from the outside, looking in. I don't know all the intricate details of the interpersonal and professional relationships that are going on in City Hall. But when the mayor says, we remain committed to respectful collaboration among staff, elected officials, and the community, he hasn't shown a whole lot of that in the past year. He was told not to move the Dropbox. He moved the Dropbox. He has been not at war. I think that's overstating it. But, boy, at loggerheads from time to time with many members of the council, the city attorney, and other members of the city staff. And there's this Trumpian attitude that has at least seeped in that he knows all when it came to the Dropbox. He knows what he's allowed to do, even when he's told he's not allowed to do it. It just seems as though this Trumpian attitude where he knows all the answers and everybody else is wrong. And it's leading to a lot of bruised egos, a lot of hurt feelings, and not, as he says in his statement to the pilot, respectful collaboration. Does not seem to be respectful collaboration among staff, elected officials, and the community at this time. And I'm not saying whether or not the city attorney is right or the mayor is right in this specific case. But I will say that maybe it's time for a reset. Maybe it's time to stop thinking that one person knows all the correct answers. Maybe it is time to really move forward in that statement. Maybe the mayor should look at this statement, read it, what he said, digest it a little bit. Respectful collaboration among staff, elected officials, and the community. We are not seeing a whole lot of that right now in the city of Wausau. I would like to hope that maybe at some point a step will be taken back and everybody will try to have that occur, because there's still a lot of time left in the term of Mayor Doug Dinney. The mayor has time to make changes. The mayor has time to maybe step away from this Trumpian attitude that he knows all in some of these cases. I think that would be very effective for the mayor as he tries to move forward and implement the things I'm sure he wants to implement as the chief executive in the city of Wausau.
I agree. I think we do need a reset button.
I think that is absolutely needed. The time is 7:59. Coming up at 8:22, we'll have our final WXCO Morning Report segment. I am going to talk about AI because there's some scary stuff being said right now. And I want
to... And something that needs to be talked about.
And
I agree.
Yeah, and it's not really a local issue, but it's an issue that will affect lots of people locally, that's for sure.
Indeed.
And then we'll wrap things up with our number for the day quiz as well. So that's all coming up next. It's a top of the hour information update and then more with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Currently 46 degrees under sunny skies. The time is 8:23 here on this Monday morning with Ian Walsh. I'm Chad Holmes. And I was looking at some stories this weekend concerning AI. And, let me give you some information, then a couple of thoughts.
Go ahead.
The story I talked about, that there are certain folks. So one is a named Jeffrey Hinton. He is known as the godfather of AI. And he is saying that AI is going to lead to mass unemployment. The broad advances in the AI landscape will lead to mass unemployment as companies replace employees using the next-gen tech to generate profits. And there you go again. We are in an era where it's profits. Profits for shareholders. Profits for any business. Profits, profits, profits. But how are you going to make profits if nobody has a job?
Yeah.
How? I don't know. AI safety researcher and director of the Cybersecurity Laboratory at the University of Louisville predicted that AI will lead to levels of unemployment we've never seen before.
That's not good.
Leaving 99% of humanity without jobs by 2030. That seems unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's 5 years from now.
That makes it even scarier.
I mean, I don't see how that can happen, but even if it's 10% or 15% unemployment, it would be massive. Bill Gates, Microsoft co-founder, said that he claimed AI will replace humans for most things. He said that he will have control, however, over which tasks to strictly preserve for humans. I hope so. I don't think that's going to be the case.
I hope not.
The philanthropic billionaire joked that no one would want to watch computers playing baseball.
I would agree with that. I mean, watching computers play sports or do with a theater or make art,
it
loses the creativity of it.
Google scientist and Nobel laureate Jeffrey Hinton said, "What's actually going to happen is rich people are going to use AI to replace workers. It's going to create massive unemployment and a huge rise in profits. It will make a few people much richer and most people poorer. That's not AI's fault. That is the capitalist system." And at this point in our history, we need thinkers. We need intelligence in our leadership.
We do.
And we don't have that right now. We have idiots in Washington.
I don't use that
just throwing it out there. But Donald Trump and the people around Donald Trump, when it comes to thinking about issues, are not smart about it.
No, they're not.
They are ideological. They are entitled. Among those folks that just want to make money. They are not thinking forward. And it's not just Trump and the executive branch. I think many folks have seen senators asked about what they know about AI, and they mostly say nothing. We don't know anything about it. We don't know, have any idea what's going on. And this freight train is running over a lot of people, and the people that are supposed to be thinking about this and trying to put up guardrails in this situation are idiots when it comes to this. The 85-year-old senators and members of the House don't know what's going on in this. So there is reason to be nervous about this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Microsoft recently released a new study highlighting 40 professions that are at risk of full automation using AI, including writers, editors, radio DJs, web developers, and more.
I've heard about the AI radio DJs. There's actually a radio station that has an AI generated a DJ that basically runs the whole station morning until night.
And writers. I mean, history has had brilliant writers. But now AI is going to take that away. It's all going to be computerized.
There has to be a regulation and there has to be a pushback against
there
this.
Has to be intelligence
exactly.
in leadership that we don't have right now. I don't know if it's too late. Again, you talk about climate change, maybe AI. These people are just sitting back and not doing anything, and maybe it's already too late. So demand accountability from your leaders.
Please.
Otherwise, it might be too late. All right, let's do our number for the day quiz to wrap things up. According to Forbes magazine, how many jobs will AI replace by 2040?
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be different kind of jobs that replace the jobs that are replaced. But according to Forbes, how many jobs will AI replace through automation or being transformed by 2040?
Okay.
Is it 100 million jobs? Is it 200 million jobs? Is it 300 million jobs?
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to say 100 million, 200 million, or 300 million. You know, I'm going to say... I can't remember how to say this, but I'm going to say 200 million. 200 million is my final answer. I'm going with 200 million.
Forbes estimates 50 to 60% of jobs will be automated or transformed by AI by 2040. It could expose up to 300 million full-time jobs to automation. So 300 million jobs could be affected because of AI. So there you go. Coming up, it's an information update, and then more with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.